Hmm? We did. We
did you have a gramophone? Well, you were saying you had a radio, right? But you didn't have a gramophone.
Wireless, aye.
Nah, yeah.
A wireless, yeah. Which had a battery with that size, and also you had an accumulator, another an acid battery.
That's what I
had. A wet battery.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you got your wireless to work.
Mm-hmm. Did we ever have a gramophone?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, you were talking about...
We had a piano,
yeah. Yes. We're all taught music.
Oh, great, yeah.
Every single one.
Not me.
You are so.
I got the opportunity.
I should have, that's my biggest regret, I should have stuck in the violin.
Yeah.
Yep.
But my teacher was Miss McLeish.
Ella.
And she had a fish shop.
Did she come
too
and visit
much.
You?
Or,
you
know,
oh,
you?
Right.
You know Blair Gowrie? Yeah. Well, then there's, what's the name of that?
Carn's Kitchen.
Carn's Kitchen.
Right, okay.
On the high street. Right. That used to be a fish shop.
Right.
And then he went in there after school and up a wee stair at the back into a wee room with a single gas light. She had to light the gas. And between the wee dark room and the stink of fish off it. And then the...
It's not the best environment for music.
The building's still there, though, Richard. And I mean, the wind is upstairs. I don't think they've ever changed. So that it'll still be a flat.
The smell of fish will still be there.
Maybe no stinking fish, but it'll still be a flat.
Yeah.
Chuck Lennon did play the fiddle, but you know that already, Richard.
Yeah, well, I was going to come on to that
You're getting that for Gene.
Yeah, but I want to hear it from all of you.
Rob learned the accordion.
Right.
Well, the piano online.
You went to Mrs. Alice.
Donnie learned the fiddle for a bit.
Yeah.
But then he learned to drum. Did he take lessons in drumming?
No.
No.
No, it just came naturally, I think.
Joyce learned the piano, went right on to grade 8.
Right. Failed it twice.
And wouldn't go back.
Mrs. Dallas died, remember? She had cancer.
I remember her dying. And I had to go. And I sort of learned the piano. Sort of.
And you did?
But... Well, I made...
Betty went on, she's...
I made some money out of mine, because I started to play at Netherton Church when I was 15, and I played there until I was 32.
Huh? It was enough a long time, Betty.
Yeah, I did.
Well done.
I remember they came and asked me, I can't remember who it was, that came and
the
I said...
bothering you, then.
How did you get down to the camp originally?
Taxi, Hugh McLaughlin's come collect me.
There you go.
Mini bus or I can't remember. And then of course I got my wee mini that you had managed to dispose of eventually once I shoved it under the lorry. And I used to drive Mr. Howison, remember? Up to Glenshee and Cray.
He was a minister from Blair
Gowrie. Took the service at Netherton. Well, it was every Sunday at the Netherton for a long, long time when Mr. Ballingall was there, remember?
Oh,
Mr. Ballingall that said everything twice.
Yeah.
Sometimes three times.
Yeah, it's okay.
And the elders were...
Ballingall was a minister.
The one that died no long ago. Sandy Gow?
Sandy Perry.
Sandy Gow.
Sandy Gow?
Mm-hmm. Donald and Sandy Gow.
Yeah, it wasn't Donald, it was Sandy. And he was very, very, very funny. He used to have such a laugh on a Sunday. Before
he's still
he went
alive.
In. And
Donald who died. Sandy
I played there him. Until I was... Think? I played there until I was about 30, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think he was retired by that time, Mr. Howison. He was minister at St. Andrew's, as is now Blair Gowrie Parish Church.
Right, okay.
And he came up and took the services, but he couldn't drive. I can't remember, did I have to... I think we maybe lived at the bunk at that time. Aye, and I would bring him up to Netherton and then take him up to Glenshee or Cray, whichever, in the afternoon.
So ministers, of course, still have these three
and
charges, of course.
In the... Always, we got our... Winnie Gow invited us in for a coffee and in the forenoon on our way up. Always, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You and the minister?
John Fork. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
minister to me, aye. I liked Mr. Howison, he was a lovely man.
I bet he was. They had one daughter, Anne, remember?
Mm-hmm. She was my class at school.
Oh, she'll still be alive.
Anyhow, that was my musical career over.